Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. A federal judge considering what to do with the case of MSU students who are fighting to have their immigration status revoked by the Trump administration. The case developed last spring when the ACLU filed suit on behalf of the two students who were informed they were among hundreds who were having their student visas revoked. U.S. District Court Judge Dana Christensen later ordered the expulsion stopped. That ruling remains on appeal. This week, Christensen heard arguments from the federal government that the case should be dismissed entirely because the Department of Homeland Security has changed its approach, which led to the original order. The U.S. Attorney's Office is asking the suit to be dismissed, and the judge will review those arguments. Senator Steve Daines joining his congressional colleagues and saying a proposed rare earth elements mine on the headwaters of the Bitter River should be taken off the Fast 41 list. Hundreds of people urged Ravalli County commissioners to oppose the move by U.S. Critical Materials for the Sheep Creek mine. Company officials said they weren't looking to circumvent the normal permitting process, but were advised the listing was the best way to proceed with their idea. Yesterday, Senator Tim Sheehy and Representative Ryan Zinke said they would support that move, and later Daines did as well, posting a statement which said the country must increase critical mineral mining, but in a responsible, locally driven way. He faulted the company for not engaging with the local community and said he can't support the project until they do. Blackfoot Community College leaders saying an $8 million gift will be transformational to the tribal college in Browning. The gift, which comes from Mackenzie Scott, the philanthropist and former wife of Amazon's Jeff Bezos, is the largest that the college has ever received. And remaining tickets now on sale for the big NAIA playoff game between Montana Tech and the College of Idaho for this weekend. The Ore Diggers made the game after that competitive 31-21 win over Carroll College. Before noon, only season ticket holders and corporate sponsors could purchase tickets, but now they're open for the general public. This is the Montana State News Network.